Shabbat Shalom.
Just this past week, we observed Yom HaShoah, the day of remembrance of those who perished at the hands of the Nazis. Some news outlets have made mention of the results of a recent survey conducted about the Holocaust. You may have seen it referenced online. The survey was commissioned by the Conference on Jewish Material Claims Against Germany, and it looked at awareness of the Holocaust in the United States. I'll start with a caveat, though. They only interviewed 1,350 adults. It's helpful to keep in mind that this is less than 1,000th of a percent of the population. But on the other hand, it's the job of surveys to extrapolate and make assumptions based on the data, and this data is staggering. It points to a downward trend in awareness of basic Holocaust knowledge, or what we think of as basic, including the fact that 45% of the adults surveyed could not name a concentration camp. If we assume that the survey represents a balanced sampling of people, almost half of American adults did not have the name Auschwitz somewhere in their accessible memory. They couldn't say Dachau, they couldn't come up with Warsaw or Treblinka. We condemn the silence of 80 years ago by saying, never again. So what about the silence now? What are we doing to condemn this silence and make sure that when we say never again, people actually know what we don't want to ever happen again? Maybe this week's silence in the Torah offers us some advice. This week we read Parshat Shmini, which details the priestly instructions, including this prohibition of drinking while on the job and designations for various animals to be considered pure and impure. But somewhat hidden near the beginning of our text is Aaron's curious reaction to the death of his two eldest sons, Nadav and Avihu. Although the text goes on to discuss what will happen to his sons' bodies and how priests are forbidden from the same mourning rituals as the rest of the people, only two words are used to describe Aaron's reaction to losing two children. Vayidom Aharon. Aaron was still. Aaron was silent. It's at the installment of the priests as the leaders of the Jewish people where his sons make an unfortunate decision to go beyond the celebration and sacrifice that God has commanded. And for that, Nadav and Avihu die. But what about Aaron? Certainly after the death of a loved one, especially children, emotion can take you by surprise. But Aaron is left speechless, and we're left to figure out why. Many commentators suggest that the silence might have been either in protest of God's decision, in acceptance of this fate, or perhaps the anguish was just simply too much for words. It's okay to be the strong silent type. It's okay to choose your battles. It's okay to turn the other cheek, to borrow from a phrase from a different testament. It's okay until it isn't. It's okay until those moments demand of us to take our voices and use them strongly, loudly, and vibrantly. There is so much to speak out about. It's both depressing and overwhelming. There are humanitarian crises happening everywhere, from the genocide occurring in the Sudan to the plight of the Rohingya women being raped and abused in their refugee camps in Bangladesh, and the genocide happening to the Rohingya population as a whole who have remained in Burma. We hear daily about loss of life in Syria and senseless violence in our very own country. We live in a world where there's so much to do. We might not all be fighting for the same thing, but at least we're moving this conversation forward by having the conversation. Nadav and Avihu perhaps didn't have the best of intentions or the strongest cause to stand up for, but they made some noise. Aaron was silent. Our Torah this week is the Torah of engagement. Parshat Shmini asks us to find the power to stand up for what we see as right. While we certainly cannot solve all the world's problems in one fell swoop, we can use our voices. We don't have to be silent.